USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden urging Americans to take the severe winter weather hitting large parts of the U.S. seriously. Blizzard warnings are in effect in many places due to a storm system affecting millions. Biden said Americans should heed local warnings and his administration's working with governors to provide any needed support. Homeless shelters packed in Oklahoma as the Arctic blast caused temperatures to plummet there today. Sheila Farley is the manager of the outreach team at the Oklahoma Mental Health Association.
It's really dangerous, and for folks who live outside, it can be deadly.
In Oklahoma City, the Homeless Alliance says more than 900 were already taking shelter, with hundreds more expected. More than 5,000 flights have been delayed so far today. This traveler in New York.
Our flight's delayed about 40 minutes, but I think we'll be okay. We're headed to Oklahoma.
Dad's house in the village is flying to Orlando.
FlightAware says a quarter of the flights originating from Chicago O'Hare have been canceled so far today, and the same could be said for Denver. The U.S. Senate has passed an end-of-the-year spending bill, 68-29.
The more than 4,000-page, $1.7 trillion bill funds the government for the rest of the fiscal year and includes more than 7,200 earmarks, totaling more than $15 billion. Senator Chuck Schumer saw it as a holiday miracle.
To do this in a Senate that had 65 would have been momentous. To do it in a Senate with 50 was, and I say this about my colleagues, their unity was miraculous.
From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The House Committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol releasing its long-awaited final report made up of 8 chapters. The 845-page document was made public late Thursday. Its release comes just days after the panel voted unanimously to recommend criminal charges against former President Trump over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
A nationwide winter wallop indeed, as the wetter climates around Seattle and Portland give way to treacherous ice.
The Pacific Northwest is bracing for an ice storm, in particular in the Portland area. Thousands of people already waking up Thursday to power outages from strong winds. A major winter storm moving into Oregon expected to cause even more power outages throughout the weekend. Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler has declared a state of emergency due to the forecasted storm, and several shelters have been opened to house the most vulnerable. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
More than half of Antarctica's plants and animals could disappear by the end of the century. A study published in the journal PLOS Biology noted that includes their iconic native emperor penguins. Researchers laid out cost-effective strategies that could hopefully save up to 84% of the continent's biodiversity. President Biden calling for unity as Americans are readying to celebrate the holidays. In a Christmas address from the White House, Biden said there is more that unites us than that which divides us.
And all the glamour, all the noise, everything that divides us, everything that pits us against one another, everything that seems so important but really isn't, it all fades away in stillness of the winter's evening.
He said he hopes 2023 will be the year the nation, quote, drains the poison that has infected politics and turned Americans against one another. This is USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.